The top Google search is 2021. Well, this is Pete. I'm the clergyman, and with me is Mark, the businessman, and we together are Mark and Pete, and this is our podcast. Welcome along. So, Mark, what have you got for this time? What's this subject? What's it all about? Google searches, right?
Well, indeed. This time, we're searching for the answer. Yes, folks. Finally, we've actually seen the top 2021 searches on Google. Now, it is surprising. Some of the results are probably what I think most people would see as being obvious if perhaps you've been really studying certain types of events. But there are some other interesting ones, not just in the United Kingdom, but also around the globe. Now, what's interesting as well is that many people just simply spend hours searching away on Google for almost anything. And it is incredible what people do. Well, throughout the world, there is an unusual, gamely gaggle of Googlers. If you go Googling, and it's a great, glorious giggle, and for hours you ogle and toggle and goggle, after searching, your knuckles will noticeably niggle, and your gawping eyes will joggle and boggle. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, what on earth have you been searching during 2021 on Google?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because quite often you do use Google. I mean, I also use different search engines, not Google, but tell them that.
Controversial.
I do use Google regularly. I use search engines like DuckDuckGo and others that give different search results and also don't share your information about what you're searching for. So I might be searching for some research for the show.
And well, quite.
But the Google search, well, I would use Google searches for looking at things that I'm interested in the moment. So it does reveal something about the society as a whole when we see what the top one is. But I have to say that I am interested in different things than the top searches.
To the general public.
just looking at what we found from the results of Google's top searches. But I think it does reveal something about you. So I ask you, gentle listener and viewer, what have you been searching?
Yes.
Put down now before we reveal it. Put it down in the comments section below or go to markandpete.com and leave a comment there. What's the search that you've been searching for most during the past year? We'll be interested to find out. Nothing rude, please.
Well, yes. From a business perspective, Google, of course, as an organization, has been extremely successful to be able to venture into many other paths. But what we're really focusing on, of course, is the backbone of what we know Google for, is this search. So, Clergyman Pete, we're going to start with the United Kingdom. What do you think is the top search in 2021? And I'll give you a clue. It was a significant event that took place.
Well, and I've been thinking about this. I wonder whether it's something to do with lockdowns or response. Is it, a sort of something to do with opening up?
Yeah, well, certainly lockdowns
wearing masks.
Feature. Absolutely. They certainly are significant.
An event. Wasn't there an event where it was the Sunday there was a day rather when they were going to open up the economy? Open up event?
Yes. Well, that's
end of lockdown event.
Important without any doubt. But no, that was not the top search for the United Kingdom.
Was it something to do? I've just got another chat. I know you said one choice, but I've got another choice. I would say, is it something to do? I mean, there was some important people died. Maybe it's due to Prince Philip's funeral.
He certainly features. He's certainly there. Prince Philip is definitely there, sadly.
He's there in the top few, is he?
Yes.
Top 10? Did he make it to the top 10?
He did make it into the top 10.
Well
but
done,
what
Phil.
I will say is I'm going to give you a clue. Yes, folks, it is a sporting event. And sadly, it wasn't in the in the interest of England, who sadly lost to Italy. Yes. Yes, folks, it was the Euros. So Euros was one of them.
Yes, I've got the football, isn't it?
At some of the other ones. Have a quick guess. You mentioned Prince Philip. He's there. COVID vaccine is there.
I guess by Euros, you were talking about the football tournament. No interest to me whatsoever. I can't stand football. But I see that many, obviously, I'm in a minority, yeah. though, very popular. Prince Philip, what did you ask me then? Prince Philip's funeral?
Well, he was there, but I want to know who else do you think, or what other terms were also
well,
in there?
Well, now, speaking, you spent some sporting events, but now I've forgotten the name, but wasn't there a surprise British win, a woman who won?
Yes, correct. You're getting US close. Open? Yes, tennis, I'll give you a clue.
Yes, I can't remember her name, but oh. Yes, tennis, yes.
Well, Emma Raducanu was, of course, a teenage sensation who yes. actually won the US Open and, as a result, made it into the top 10. Now, it's interesting because I know that we want to sort of expand it a little bit to other activities. But what I was also curious about is that, and I was quite surprised by this, that a certain politician actually got into the top 10. And this wasn't necessarily
Boris Johnson.
No, it was not Boris Johnson.
Okay.
It was Matt Hancock. So
he resigned. He resigned, though.
Yes. So for those who perhaps are not familiar with the United Kingdom's ministerial shenanigans, yes. Matt Hancock was Minister of Health, and unfortunately he broke the rules. He did not adhere to the COVID regulations and was actually filmed kissing an associate on camera. Now, of course,
kissing an employee.
An employee, yes, an employee then, effectively. Or I think it was a consultant or something like that. Yeah. But either way, they were smooching on camera, no social distancing involved. And, of course, that was bad, folks. So he resigned. And, of course, obviously, as a result of the scandal, he became part of the search.
Of course, now, Matt Hancock, we're big fans of his on this show. But he did actually have to resign. Yes, that's true. It seemed to be quite popular that year for politicians to cheat on their wives during lockdowns, I don't know.
Now, I want to ask you, I'm going to stretch this out, because when people are searching away, typing into that little little field as your little merry fingers and knuckles working away, as I indicated earlier on, what do you think was some of the top 10 searches that started with the word when?
When was Prince Philip's funeral?
Yeah. Good one, but it actually doesn't appear in the top 10.
Oh, when are the Euros?
Strangely enough, in this particular case, no.
When will it all end?
You're very close. It's when will the lockdown end?
When will I get the vaccine? Yes.
Now, here's another one, because this just shows you the insights to the mindset of the British people. But have a guess, if this is an entertainment-related activity, or should we say spectacle.
Yes.
What do you think it could be? Just have a wild guess. It's a programme. It's a programme that's highly rated.
Strictly Come Dancing final.
Good idea, but no. When does Love Island finish?
Oh,
when does Love Island start?
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, the one thing, folks, I'm sure that we're all searching on this, but this will probably continue. When do hairdressers open? Yes, I know, Clergyman Pete, you're obviously waiting for that new style.
Yeah, that was a big thing, wasn't it? That you weren't allowed to have you couldn't go and have your hair cut, rather. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So there you are,
I did want to end with, of course, obviously, we always like to go with the serious matters. And on a business front, it's extraordinary what other people are thinking about. Now, this particular subject that I'm going to mention has actually been debated for a long time. And it's something that we both have a penchant for. It's about a Jaffa cake. Is it a cake or is it a biscuit? Because apparently it's one of the perennial questions that appears on a Google search.
Which is ridiculous because it's obviously a biscuit. I mean,
it's
no
not.
Question,
it's so. Technically, it's a cake, folks. And it's been proven by Fitties in court, which is why it doesn't have VAT on it.
Proven? No.
It has been proven in court.
No.
Yes.
No, if you're talking about rational proof, then that's racist. I don't think you should be doing that sort of thing. Well, yeah. I think that's...
Well, I'd love to know what people think about that.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Jaffa cakes, cake or biscuits, you know what I think.
Yes. And search for Mark and Pete on Google.
Yes, try that. Do that enough times. We might get in next year to the top Google search. But that Google searches. But that's it for this week. Thanks very much for joining us for this survey of who's been searching for what on Google. Remember, stay safe online and catch you next time.